do apologize for the delay. We've had to kind of reshuffle our order this morning, so thank you for your patience. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Edwin Manuel Shute, 176522.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Did you sign that form, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the board member to my furthest right and work across the room. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next in, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and on the opposite end of the bench, we have our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, Mr., is it shoot or shut?
Shoot.
Just to make sure. Mr. Shoot, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Shute and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Shute, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Shute. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal range of company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on August 28, 2018, as verbally directed on August 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Shute, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Just 1 second, Mr. Shute, as I make a motion. Based on Mr. Shute's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Shute, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Shute. Mr. Grady, if you will.
Mr. Shute, you were mentioned DOC on August 16th of 2018. You were arrested on December 17th of 2018 by San Diego Police Department. He is pending new charges, two counts of misdemeanor, possession of narcotic drugs, possession of unlawful paraphernalia. He was returned back to DOC on December 31st of 2018. He has a CSED on March 7th of 2019 that reflects 111 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2002, theft, 1 year. 2003, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, theft of means of transportation, 1 year. 2006, trafficking in stolen property, 9 years. 2006, danger drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, theft of means of transportation, 9 years. He has 3 times with DOC, his CUIR score is 3.3, mental health score is 3, substance abuse score is 2. Gang information, he admitted to being associated with the skinheads and the hammer skins while in prison. Prior term of supervision, 2004, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2014, TIS release, completed 13 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 1992, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1995, molestation of a child, Arizona juvenile detention. Community risk score is a G7V8, and his charges are pending.
So it's pending in San Diego, sir?
Yes.
And a quick question. One of those learning moments, when an individual has a juvenile molestation charge, are they registrable? I don't want to cause a big delay.
They are.
Okay, I'll just leave it at that. Okay, Mr. Hsu, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside, oh, pardon me, initially you did not have an approved placement. Then you were approved to reside at CAS, located at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. We had no other approved residences. It goes without saying that you ended up in California, but where did you live after you disappeared from community supervision?
Like 3 days after I got out, I talked to my brother in San Diego and found out that my mom had had a stroke and left.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. Okay, so you left from CAS 3 days after you were released and returned to California?
Yeah.
Were you able to find work while you were in California?
Just day labor.
And do you have any job skills or trade skills?
Yes, I do drywall.
We have programming notes that you were enrolled in task for random year analysis with a PIN number under the new system. It looks like that you absconded before providing any samples, so I will ask you generally, especially considering your recent arrest and your history, did you have any ongoing issues with substance abuse?
No.
Okay. So, it's a routine question. I feel like it's already been answered. But am I correct that you broke off contact with your parole officer because you absconded to California?
Yes.
Okay. And
basically, my brother told me if I wanted to see my mom alive again, I needed to get there.
Did you?
I made a bad choice.
Well, thank you for being so direct. Did you feel that you would be able to hide from this warrant indefinitely, or what was your plan?
No, I planned on turning myself back in. Just when I got there, my mom could barely walk, and I was just trying to take care of her until she didn't need me anymore and then come back.
With respect to your family's struggles, is your mother still with us?
Yes. When I got there, I realized my brother had kind of, she did have a stroke, but he had exaggerated that she was dying. I was under the impression that she was like had weeks left, and she's struggling, and she's homeless, and can barely walk. She's in a wheelchair now, but she's still alive.
Okay, sir. It would seem you only have about a month left on your sentence. What are your plans, regardless of how this board votes today?
Just to get out and work and start my life over.
And I assume you have to deal with pending charges in San Diego?
No.
Oh.
The charges were dropped. The drugs weren't on me. They were in the vehicle I was riding in.
Well, we have been, and certainly I'm not trying to argue with you, and hopefully for you that is the case, but just keep in mind that according to the Department of Corrections, those charges are still pending. So were you provided any paperwork or any firm documentation that those charges were dropped?
Yeah, my public attorney said that they had been dropped.
Okay. Well, we certainly encourage you to double check with that when you eventually come out of the system, so as to not cause any further problems in the community, the criminal justice system. What caused the San Diego Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your Chicago warrant?
We were pulled over.
And were you driving, sir?
No.
Again, I'm not trying to bring up new charges, but who was driving?
My girlfriend.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Shute, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion and votes on this case?
No, just that I've done nearly a year and a half of parole prior to this and never violated before.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. I do want to commend you. I got to tell you, we listen to a lot of cases, and when we listen to individuals that have had multiple convictions and their community supervision histories, it is rare. It is truly rare that there aren't problems during community supervision, and I did notice that. So we will certainly take that into consideration.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion, or the board is going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone and listen in, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
The board's now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I recognize that Mr. Shute felt an urgency to leave the state, but it goes without saying that that is a pretty clear violation of his community supervision, let alone disappearing from community supervision for 111 days, in which we could not account for his behavior in the community. That and he was arrested on new charges. He says that they were dropped. And for his interest, I hope that is true, but we just don't know if that's firm yet, so I am going to encourage him to follow up with that. But with 1 month left of his community supervision and such a long period of absconding from community supervision, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. And no further input from my colleagues, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W2596, our discussion with Mr. Shute, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Shute was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he absconded for 111 days, we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and he was arrested on new charges, and that is my motion.
Second.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Shute, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on March 7, 2019, which is about exactly 1 month away. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. As I stated, please double check on those charges in San Diego so you have no further issue in the criminal justice system. And we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And sir, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.